Okay.
Calling to order our meeting at 6:16. First on the agenda is welcome to new trustees and introductions. We also have the packet that was sent. So my name's Chris. I'm the vice chair. Mary, I think we should just go around in a circle and we can introduce ourselves. And for the new members, there's no position that you have yet. And for Tina, our returning new member, but now no longer new, you will no longer be the member of large. Yeah. So, but anyway,
we'll do the musical chairs.
But Meredith.
Okay, I'm Meredith Lieben, and we are a young board. I just got reelected along with Kathleen for my second term, and we're a term-limited board, which I tried to get the history of that at one point, but it's kind of lost in the fog of time, although I did hear some story about why. But anyway, so I'm beginning my second and final three-year term, but just at the very dawn of it.
I'm in my second year, going into my third year of my first term.
Well, I'm Kathleen Krauss, I guess, trustee.
Tina Skihan. I'm moving out of member at large to something. this is my second year of first term. I'm also the school librarian.
Harriet Dumas. I'm filling in for Dana Jacobs to get Hugh's term for 1 year.
And then you get to decide if you like it, water run.
And, I'm Tracy Joy, library director.
Great. I think our next item of business then is to describe the Board of Trustee positions, and then we have to elect officers.
So this is a problem because our previous slate was stable for 2 years, and
have two new members, correct, which usually the newest member becomes member at large, which means you learn what to do, right?
Yeah.
But now we have two, so that don't have the precedent. Yeah. But we could describe the roles nonetheless. There's the chair, which I'm trying to accomplish right now, which keeps everything in order, and it goes to usually the most senior member. On the board, vice chair is for everything that the chair does not do.
Chairs away around the town, I guess.
Treasurer, and we have secretary, and then the member at large.
Well, describe what the treasurer does, because that's sounds heavy.
Right? Yeah, it really is providing support for financials with Tracy around the fundraise appeal, the yearly. There's more to do, but otherwise it's just making sure there's no crisis, which there isn't. And we're somewhat, it seems to be slightly automated at this point. I mean, for the treasurer, not you, but I mean, for the treasurer to do what, to make sure there's no discrepancy, or if there is one, to be there to talk about it, it seems like.
I think moving forward, I would love, some help filing some of things in the, like all of our invoices need to be filed. And it's a really important thing to do if we're ever looking back in time.
Mm-hmm.
For something, we have physical files that correspond with the files or the, my entries in the budget. So.
And that.
Yeah.
And then the secretary takes the minutes, puts out the agenda, working with the chair. Although we'll show you, there's a board as part of the orientation. We have a board calendar where we sort of store what we're going to be talking about and then what seasonally happens, which is really helpful. It's only, again, it's sort of the analog to the recording of just sort of not putting out too much information, staying accurate, trying to participate, but also trying to remember who moved and seconded, what the wording was of the so I've done it for 2 years and I'm beginning to be good at it. And I do think it's hard because it all happens in front of everybody, and then later everybody gets to critique your work at the next meeting, which is fine and good because there's all these proofs on it. So
one could listen to the recording
oh my god
to help with the minutes.
That's true.
But probably not that necessary.
I'm not that far off and I, you know.
You're keeping a skeletal structure, more or less.
We have gone with less is more in terms of the minutes, and nobody has complained about that. They're accurate. They capture the motions and the rough events. So.
The public can always find the recording if they want the details.
It stays up for 30 minutes or 30 days after the meeting minutes have been approved from the previous meeting.
The recording, yeah. So which means essentially 60 days because they won't get minutes don't get approved till the next meeting. So anyway, so that's a secretary. It's not bad.
And how soon do the minutes have to be posted after the meeting?
Like 48 hours, I think.
I think it's 5 days.
Oh, 5 days. Okay. I try to do it right away so I don't, you know, so I can look them over and well, I'm relatively fresh.
When we look at our prior minutes from our last meeting, you can just see that's what the job is. You turn this agenda into something a little bit more filled out, but it's a one page.
Yeah, I do a save as of the agenda and then just type as we go. And that way I can also say, oh, the next thing is blah, blah, blah. So that's that. Those are all the.
Those are the roles. Yeah. And now we need to nominate new officers. That's how this works.
Yeah.
So I want to start at the top then with chair.
Okay.
I nominate Meredith. It's anyone second. And now we vote on whether or not Meredith will be chair. Or discussion, if anyone has strong feelings.
Sorry, we're early.
So a show of hands or some other signifier.
Yeah, I'm still those in favor. I'll do it. Thank you. I will do my best.
Meredith is chair.
Okay. So we now need to move to vice chair.
That's correct.
I nominate Chris.
Second.
I'll accept the nomination.
Any discussion? All those in A? Oh, yes, all those in favor.
All those in favor.
Sorry.
I'm still in the good chair now.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still typing. So we each do the secretary. Okay, the next one would be secretary.
So we could discuss before nominations if you, it could be anyone at this point, any one of you.
So we have somebody entering her second year, somebody who's was part of the strategic planning and has been around the library for decades, but also first year.
I would be comfortable and willing to take on the treasury just because I was involved with the fundraise appeal. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes sense for me to kind of lean that way, but I will just offer that. How's that?
So that might be one of us.
for
secretary. Not unless somebody else has a.
That makes sense to me.
I feel like it might be helpful for the secretary position to be a little bit seasoned with like some of the rules.
Is it possible to have the same person be secretary and treasurer or not?
Yeah, that would
not be a lot.
You wouldn't want it. But
that way, so that the person is sort of, it's just like a check and balance a little bit on the procedures of the meeting.
Mm. But on the other hand, I can help.
Yeah.
Coach whoever too, so. It's like we should draw straws.
I'm not excited about it, but what about you, Kathleen?
I mean, I can be secretary so what would that make me if Harriet was secretary?
Somebody would be at large. One person gets to be at large, which is sort of the observer, learner for the year. I mean, you still do stuff.
You do. We get busy.
We all do stuff.
You volunteer for something, so you have something to do, especially what it works out as. So we need a offered to be treasurer.
But I have to be nominated.
Nominate Tina for treasurer.
I accept the nomination.
Okay, and so Tracy, you're concerned that we're discussing, but you're concerned that the secretary should be someone with seniority, which would be Tina, out of the remaining. I see the logic. I mean, even though any of these positions usually goes to someone with, that's been on the board more than a year, right? Or at least a year. Is that a concern that we should worry about, or?
I mean, I don't, you know, I don't know. You know, you're looking for supports from the treasurer in terms of filing and putting paperwork in order.
Yeah, and other things too. Like, I would like the person to be more involved with the fiscal year planning and some other things.
So that.
I can do either role. Let me put it that way. I think our new people are comfortable assuming one of the roles,
yeah,
because they're going, one of you will have to step up into one of them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like choose.
Yeah.
And I will make it work. How's that?
That sounds good.
I feel like I understand completely that it would make sense for Tina, but it sounds like the treasurer thing would make even more sense. Combination between your experience already here, but also your experience in the school library, it would seem like that would make sense. But
either role would make sense.
Well, you asked to be the treasurer. Are either of you willing to be secretary? I will coach you in a more compassionate way than I was coached.
Well, we can vote on treasurer.
Oh, yeah. But if somebody says, well, treasurer sounds more like my cup of tea,
okay,
coming in and helping Tracy, and Tracy will tell me what to do, that might feel more
sure.
coached as opposed to that.
Can I make a plea for maybe member at large, just with a young child?
Yes, job? That's legit, because
kind
yes.
of being able to just observe and help and volunteer when needed or whatever.
Harry, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Guess it has to be.
So do you have feelings about what you heard about treasurer role versus what you heard about, because Tina did offer it up?
I feel like if Tina's got experience with some of the money stuff, that it probably makes sense for her to do that. So it sounds like secretary it is.
Usually you rotate up through the.
I only have a 1-year position though, so
that's true. But we're gonna be wooing you. It's hard to. Okay, so.
Does that mean I have to start doing it now, right now?
Yeah,
because I don't have
any because
something to write on.
Oh,
prepared.
I can
I didn't bring.
Let's
I didn't
finish
bring.
With
yeah.
The
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Let's
finish so, nomination.
First,
I, we could, yeah,
yeah. I nominate. Well, I was going to say Kathleen for board at large,
okay.
Member at large.
Okay.
I
second the motion.
Any everybody all in favor?
Aye. Okay, so. Kathleen is definitely
okay.
For what we just settled on, secretary, I nominate yes, Harriet for secretary. Is that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And someone seconds that.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? We already discussed. So.
Aye. And then I nominate Tina to be treasurer.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think we did.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. I did not track all the nominations. Who nominated you, Chris?
I
did. Okay, yes. Great. Tina, thank
you. I nominated you. Tina yeah. nominated me.
Yeah,
I nominated Kathleen and
Harriet.
Yes.
Okay, we are done with officers. I'm taking those steps through this.
So I will be emailing everybody to set up your email accounts with the username and password.
So that changes from the one I have.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And so what happens is you'll inherit all my, like, they're not my, the secretary's archival stuff. Member at large will get all that. So you'll get this institutional record. I immediately made folders because it was always, it didn't work for me what I got. So I have folders by year. And I can go over how I've handled stuff. It felt simple to me, but then you can just modify. And you can take hand two notes. Do you, do you have just your iPad?
We do have a laptop, so okay. I probably can, yeah.
Right. Are you okay with this role?
I guess I have to be. But, well, just I'm concerned about the rest of this meeting taking notes, and I don't have a way to do that.
Yeah. I can.
Yeah, I would probably feel more comfortable writing using paper.
Right. Yeah. Just because I'm sure. And here's does anybody have a copy of the agenda?
I'll need the notebook back, so you can just pull the papers up.
Okay.
And Gina, you'll see a bunch of invoices and things in the treasurer's email.
Yep. Okay.
I do have an invoice folder as well.
So Meredith, you kept track of items 1 and 2 on the agenda then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so almost.
Approving prior minutes.
So yeah, so the prior minutes, only the three of us can vote on, because we all weren't here to know if they're accurate or not. So these are, so you don't even, I don't know if I even gave them to the two of you.
They were in the.
Unapproved minutes. Well, these guys don't have access.
Oh, right, but they can't vote on it anyway right now.
Right.
I saw no problems with these, but.
Yeah, so these were the February minutes. Any chance, any chance to come? I'm going to finish them.
Am I scrolling too fast?
They look fine to me.
Trying to decide what is easier to read here.
Yeah.
Harriet.
What?
You're mentioned.
Oh.
So I make a motion to pass the unapproved minutes for February.
A second, are we still?
I'm good.
Touching up?
Seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Unanimous. Okay, good. Public comment, I always just say there is no public present. If they were, they would just be sitting around us.
Here's the, this will provide the. Yeah, for today's.
My pen works.
Oh, good.
Okay, so next we get to one of my favorite parts, the library report, and we're going to roll in the financial report. Sometimes we look at it separately, but tonight, just for the sake of brevity and getting to the orientation, this is part of the orientation. Exposure.
The library director's report is, it's actually the library report because all staff contribute. So it's usually formatted like, director's report first, then Eric, has statistics, and then, Amy, and then now Tricia. So these are items of note. I mentioned that Tricia, our newest staff member, things are going well. She's been a really wonderful addition. Policy update moving forward to the policy manual. It's the library policy manual. I'm going to have a few proposed changes for next time. So we can go over that next time. But if you just pay special attention to the behavior policy and some other things that I'm going to add in based on a couple of things that have happened and some discussions with other library staff. The water system is totally done.
Yay.
It started in, I think, before the summer, because I was really excited about the kids coming in from playing outside and having some water for their water bottles. It's done. So the things that have to happen now are some painting and touching up and reinstalling some of the wood paneling. If anyone's likes to do that stuff and wants to help me, I would be very grateful. I just have a little blurb about adult programming. We have our Irish potluck this week. The tech help is going well so far.
Oh, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Who's doing it?
Dave Hill. Yeah, oh, Dave Hill. Cool. And so far, so good.
Two sessions already or just one?
We have our next one tomorrow, and we have one signing up, but I think it's helpful. It's good to offer. I'm so happy about it.
Is it appointment only or?
Yeah, by appointment only. Yeah. So he's here from 1 to 3, two Wednesdays a month. And they can look online. I created a sign up form online. So it's
good font for tech.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I have a secret about how I got that font. I went into Canva and wrote computer into it. But basically you fill out this form. Obviously people who are seeking tech help might not be able to do this because their computer's down or whatever, or they don't know how. Yeah. So, that's going well. I'm super excited, to start planning how to use your library training, because every single day I notice like, what? I didn't know I could suggest a book, or oh, I didn't know I could ILL some, you know, sign up for
a language,
or that would be the step two training. But anyway, there's just a lot that people don't know, like how to look up a book in the catalog. I think it would be very good for this community. I also want to do an intro to Canva and graphic design training.
You yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been improving the website in the background. So it's like one of my long-term projects that I've been working on. And while I had COVID, I did a lot of work on it.
It's beautiful.
So it's looking a lot better. There are definitely a ways to go, but I did say in here that the developer I'm working with did say that our platform, the theme that we use on WordPress will not be supported for much longer. Mm-hmm. That's how old it is. So we may need to think about a redesign. That pricing I included in my report. And then I reorganized upstairs. When we take a tour, you can see it. The card policy, I'm gonna skip over this stuff. The card policy implementation is going really well. So far, we've made about $400, maybe more. Most non-residents are very happy to pay for a card. Most people are getting the one card, which is great. And it's all, honestly, it's cleaning up some of the, you know, our database on the back end. So I think it's been really good. I mean, there are some people who, they love this library and they want to continue using this library. And it's like, you can continue this using this library if you get the one card. Or
what was the yearly fee if you don't have a one card?
$50 for 1 year. And per capita tax is 57 here. So, and then we offer a visitor card too for 6 months. And then I am forming the Heartland Celebration Committee. Mm-hmm. It'll probably get renamed at some point, but it's based on the 25th anniversary of this building, and I'm just making it into a major Heartland bash. And so the planning committee, we're getting together next Wednesday, and we're going to talk about, I'm imagining as like subcommittees, like someone's going to take care of the townwide potluck outside that I'm envisioning. Everything's in my head right now. So, and then someone's going to deal with the alcohol license for the prom that's going to happen. All right. I'm finalizing the newsletter. I signed up all of the board emails to get the weekly Wowberry newsletter. Yeah. And also the monthly newsletter.
Oh, that's right. I got a choice. Okay.
Just in case. No, I just signed up everybody today because I want the board to know what's going on. And then there's this, we're collecting the donations behind the scenes. We have our staff development day scheduled for next month. We're going to be doing an active threat training with the Windsor Police Department in the morning into the afternoon, and then we're doing a Narcan training at 2. I did invite the rest of the town employees to come to this because it'll probably be very useful. And then,
did you need help for lunch on that?
Yeah.
Because usually,
yeah,
it would be great if someone could. I don't know where we're going to eat yet or what we're going to do, but it'll probably be calling in and getting someone to pick it up for us.
Kathleen, what's your usually the member at large does this kind of stuff? At least that's what I did my first year delivering it. But if you have, you know, a 9 to 5 in the middle of this is a Wednesday, it looks like. Yeah, so Wednesday to lunch, what's your?
Yeah, Wednesdays are my kind of admin day, so free. Yeah.
Okay. So usually you've done King Arthur and
the Indian place in White River, which probably won't happen again.
I think we're going to do a sandwich somewhere.
Well, why not Phnom Penh?
Well, we'll figure it out and we'll get
weird hours
in touch with
you. Okay, and that would be just picking up or calling.
Yeah, picking up. And we'll, like, I'll order it and pay for it, and then you would pick it up.
And I could conceivably, wait, what day is the week?
It's a Wednesday. 9th, I thought.
9th, okay. I'll be in town too, so yeah.
Okay. But let me just finish this real quick. So I also am going to be working with Meals on Wheels on a delivery service, which I'm really excited about. I know that happened a long time ago, but it's something that I really feel strongly about is home delivery for people who cannot leave their homes for whatever reason. We don't need to know. But the other thing I'm working on behind the scenes is I'm really getting our large print collection more robust now that we have all that space. So I created the it's the whole shelf now, because, you know, this community is aging and there's no shame in a larger print book. I would read them sometimes.
It's the David Eggers on there.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get hipper and more cool materials, and I just spoke to them today. And then if you have time to go through this, great. Long-term projects for staff to work on, and it's a long list, but it's just stuff that I just like lists for myself, and I like to keep busy. So okay, so
in the board's tasks to help Tracy be less busy.
Help me, yeah. So this
wait,
is.
Wait, you skipped past them.
I'm gonna go back to that. So this is the website cost for the total cost for the redesign would be about $300,000 ish.
And that's to switch off of WordPress.
I think we would stay in WordPress. We would switch to a different theme.
Oh, I see. So it's just
it's that better supported. So that
be, and that.
But what's a monthly usually like?
And can we do it annual? Because I do annual. I have WordPress and I do an annual.
This is all the same. Annual, we pay $300 to him for support. This is to get our new website going.
Oh, okay. So
okay, got it.
So the monthly
it's the same.
No, this is all one thing.
Yeah. So is that $300 monthly? Is that what it currently is?
Yeah, we pay $300 to this person who. Basically, if I call him or email him and I'm like, hey, our website's down for some reason, he's the one who goes in and checks it out. If it's something I can't fix or figure out myself. All right, I just wanted to get to the other stuff and then I'll do the budget. So with volunteer program, we have about 10 regular volunteers. And then I break down the year to date and then the average volunteer hours for every report that I do. And this is what they do. These are the types of things they do. I obviously my future projects. I already did that list. So, I encourage everyone to check our events calendar regularly or come in and look at our events board because we do have a lot going on. Everything, so this is Eric's report. This is circulation. Things are down from the month of February, in a big way. And I think it's because so many people were sick. Mm-hmm. So many people were not coming into the library. So many people were traveling. So this is really interesting. Since up until February, we've seen like a major upswing every month.
All the time. Yeah. This is radical.
That's radical. And I think the other, truthfully is another part of it is I haven't been on the desk as much and I'm like constantly ticking all of the questions. And so I think there's been a little bit of a lag there. So
in terms of record keeping, you mean?
Yeah, we have like a question. We have a reference question and a tech question ticker sheet that we keep
marking. Right. Yeah.
So these are statistics that end up going to the state and federal levels. So we have to keep track of tons of statistics. And I think that might be a good thing for orientation is to show you the yearly that I submit every year to the state level.
Rating, yeah. That would be got it in January.
Yeah. Yeah, I said anyway, the rest of the reports are the staff, so I encourage you to please go ahead and read what they wrote. I'm going to talk about the budget real quick. All right, so this is called a budget status report. This is what I get from the finance office every month. I request it. And I sort of make it's for the whole town. So I try to delineate things as much as possible to make it easy for everybody to read. And then I write out what percent.
Can you pinch out your computer so it's bigger looking or what night? You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Let me see.
What is the bottom too?
So now, yeah.
Oops. Oh, yeah, down there. All right. So it should be at 75%. We're into 9 months here. So I'm just saying there's some stuff in here that's extraneous. I need to ask Martin to clean it up. These are the revenues for the library. These are things like book purchases from the lobby, the copier, library donations. Like anytime you see like a little donation box, that's where all of this is coming from. We also have the non-resident library card, which is higher than this. And then we have coffee and postage reimbursement, which is actually just money from another library that piggybacks on our ILL system. That's Reading. So you can see where we are. I'm like, yay, something to celebrate with the balloon. Plus the Friends, which is their own for 501c3. The Friends have about $2,000, and I use that money for parks passes and Mango languages and stuff that is like fun and nice to have, but not something like that we would want to come out of our budget necessarily. And then the fundraise appeal account, we have $23,000.
Which is amazing.
$23,580, according to this report here.
And that's from several years.
Yeah. So the balance forward coming into this fiscal year, our fiscal year starts on July 1st. So it ends June 30th. So that's the fiscal year of the library. So coming into fiscal year 25, which is now, we had a balance forward of $17,851. And the fundraise mailing cost, everything, the printing and the cost was $1,645.
Good work.
Yeah.
And so the increase from the balance forward is $5,728 with a total of $23,580, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And you can see in this column is what I've been spending or what's been spent out. So the bigger, those big ticket items are the printing cost and the mailing for fundraise appeal. And then the other stuff is this what went to the couch and the upstairs. And then these other smaller ones are for volunteer gifts.
Yeah, and the quality mailing closed. So we're going to have to do some more like, here, another story.
Can we get their files though?
Our files.
Okay, so are there any questions about either report?
No.
Library or the money? Oh, back to that. Sorry, we were zoomed into that and I wanted to kind of go over this a little bit just as an orientation. So I try to make clear where the library starts. Oh, this is the, this is like the electricity and the water. This is like the running of the building. So this is, and also includes repair and maintenance for the building. So repairs and maintenance includes stuff like we had a flood in the basement. Our furnace started smelling like gas all over the place. The installation of the water fountains that went into that. So these are the numbers for that. So we used to have a higher repairs and maintenance account, but.
So that money that comes out of our budget, not the town at large.
Well, it's like, it's the town's budget, but it's what they budget for the library. Okay, cool.
Right.
All right. So moving forward, because this is the fun stuff that Tina gets to nerd out about now. So again, just like a reminder, this is the library start of our budget lines. And you can just see what's been spent and what the percentage is in the third column. And so at first it's all library staffing and insurance and the FICA retirement, all of that stuff. That is the bulk of our budget. And then we just try to work on the rest of it. So programs for adults, children. I sort of note where we're over and why. So the copier, we've had some changes with the copier. We are over budget with the copier right now. The books budget, we're going to use the Friends as we near the end of the fiscal year. We're going to use some of that money. And then we are over with the technology and maintenance support right now because we had some major increases at the consortium level for our portion. Mm. That's going to be lower next year because part of the reason it was high is because they look at the amount of card users.
Oh, interesting. Oh, and we had too many because we had all the non-residents.
Mm-hmm. So part of the fiscal responsibility is like clearing out our cards regularly and having a truer number of patrons to present to at the consortium level for how much we pay in.
Do you anticipate being able to end the fiscal year pretty close to 100% though? Because there's no rollover, it just disappears into that.
It disappears, yeah, it does disappear. Our revenues do not disappear, those we keep, but everything else disappears. There's some things that, since I've been, this is only my second time, creating a budget and going through. So like the first budget I had inherited and noticed like I would do things a little bit differently, or maybe we needed different accounts or something. But this is my second time in this, and I'm noticing still like that, things change. Like it's hard because I created this budget in, when was it? September of last year.
Yeah.
So you're anticipating like almost 2 years ahead. So it's pretty wild to be like, oh, okay, whatever. I couldn't have anticipated some of these increases.
No. Or decreases.
And talking about money, IMLS, I forwarded everyone an email, which you'll see when you get your accounts, but IMLS is going to be losing federal funding.
Yeah.
The Vermont Department of Libraries receives about 30% of their money, grant money through them.
What's that acronym?
IMLS, it's museums and
Institute of Museums and Library Services. The Institute of Museum and Library Services.
I was thinking about it today. I'm like, what do I anticipate maybe going down? Probably the courier grant. We honestly don't receive a lot of real direct funding from the state at all.
But gathering and staff development up, like their ability to put out information or answer our questions, not only as a board, but as Tracy's legal advice or things like that.
I do talk to them quite a bit about certain things when I have questions. They're a really great resource.
Okay. So they're just cutting back, but not completely going away.
Here's the phrasing is, you probably read this in other settings recently. It's among the federal entities that shall be eliminated to the maximum extent consistent with applicable law, and such entities shall reduce the performance of their statutory functions and associated personnel to the minimum presence and function. So they'll be sliced until they're barely standing. Just like the rest of the stuff.
But good news, everyone. We do have, I did want to alert everybody, this was in the report, but just so you know, and maybe if you would like to come, that would be awesome to have some support, but we're going to have drag story hour. So we're doing a drag queen story hour. We won this event, like it's not paid through taxpayer dollars. We did not, you know, it's not coming out of anybody's pocket. We won this opportunity in a raffle, and I think the only thing we're going to have to pay for is mileage maybe, and we do have a grant, a $500 grant through the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation that can pay for that, and then we'll have plenty left over. So I am excited about that. May the first weekend, I believe. Let me just double check the calendar. I don't know if we added it to the calendar yet, but
I saw it somewhere and I don't remember.
I think it was in your report.
Yeah, it's out in the report.
Oh, okay, good. Great. Yeah, pass Tracy. Good job.
Yeah.
Tracy, I have one question on your report. I thought I saw it somewhere where you mentioned that the money that had come in for WIP, I thought it said one place it was 500, another place it said later it said 300. So
now it's like 800.
Okay.
So like the thing
I know it was more because I gave you a check today.
Yeah. So at this point, so my reporting is like a week old because I write this so that it's ready for the Thursday. Thursday is when we have to post the agenda legally for open meeting. Mm-hmm. And we try to get all of this stuff done by Thursday. Sometimes I'm still editing my report by today, but yeah, it's different in there because I think I was writing in different places, and WIT now has there have been, yeah, I think it's $875 total that's not going to be reflected in that, and that went into the memorial fund. And I've been sending out letters with our tax ID to the donors and also to the family, letting them know who the donors are. And when they did include the library, they said, for general operations. Mm-hmm. So like, and I've been trying to get more specific, like, well, what about, you know, cards and cribbage boards? Or did he have a favorite book or maybe the New York Times subscription or something? So I'm waiting to hear back from one of his daughters about that. But for now, it's like general.
That's funny.
Operations is super sweet of her to.
There's a longtime Heartland resident who died, and I don't know if you saw the obituary. Yeah, in the minutes, yeah.
Yeah. And he loved to play cribbage on Wednesdays here. So
yeah, May 3rd is the story hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, thank you.
That was like the longest.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's part of the orientation. So.
I know.
Any other questions?
No, I'm really quick, Meredith. I'm looking at the the agenda for today. Have you been adding to it? I have like,
oh shoot, am I on yours?
No, well, it's on the Google Doc. I don't know, it's a list. That's not what it looked like earlier today.
I did make, oh shoot, well that's not me. But I have my own copy. That is really odd.
Yeah, I printed off one that Harriet has, but this doesn't look like that anymore.
No, that's really weird.
That looks good. I don't know why.
That's a PDF. That's the PDF.
Yes, good. Okay, the PDF is the one.
So I did make a copy earlier because I was trying to put it back in my secretary folder, getting ready to.
Okay, now the PDF is fine.
Harriet's like, oh,
Harriet. Poor Harriet, it's like already doing.
Okay, so that, no, that's not the official one, and I have not been writing people's random names.
I was, I didn't know what was happening.
Weird. All right, one of the things that I've been wondering is how effective or how what people think of this day and night for the meeting. And I'll tell you one thing that happens, seems to happen like three times a year, is that the library, because the library weekend, the staff's weekend is Sunday, Monday, those are the closed days. When there's a Monday holiday, they're entitled to the three-day weekend, so it ends up being Tuesday. And invariably, last year at least, they were all board meeting Tuesdays. So we had to move either to a different week or we pushed to Wednesdays a lot. And Tuesdays end up, they are a really crazy day because everybody's coming back with their books. And look, I ran out, I ran dry, I want new books. And Tuesday's a busy day here. And so I was wondering about pushing Tracy into a 10 or 11 hour day also every once a month.
Well, I've been coming in later now.
Well, that's good. But you can do that even if we, so I was wondering about moving it to Wednesday, then just
teaching. Yeah, I teach Tuesday, Thursdays, long days, and then Tuesdays, our meetings here, I'm pretty dead by then. So I'd love a different day that isn't Thursday either. It's the same problem, but I've managed for 2 years. So if it doesn't happen, I,
yeah. Yeah, so I didn't know if other people had standing, and we have choir, which just moved to Wednesdays also, but it ends at 6. Right. So we can easily be here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a better or worse day.
Wednesdays would work. I work Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday is one of my work days. So
it would be Wednesday. Wednesday,
so Fridays are not going to happen. No one wants to see this on Friday. So Wednesday is what we're looking at. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. So let's move on to Wednesday. And I just think we're going to need to.
Third Wednesday?
Yes, the third Wednesday would be the same week. And I think 6:15 realistically. I'd love to start earlier, but we have our choir just moved from Thursday to Wednesday.
In the summer, it's kind of nice. So.
Yeah, and yeah. So and we just got the light, so it's a little easier than when in November, December.
One is out of town.
You could zoom in or you get to miss. We're quorum at three actually from people. So it happens. Yeah.
May is gone.
Right. Yeah, I think I will be June.
Yes. And also my first year or two, we sometimes didn't meet because there wasn't a compelling agenda. And you know, it saves, and putting a packet together, as you can imagine, is really time intensive for the staff and especially Tracy. So I don't love to meet just because we're supposed to meet on the third Wednesday, as long as we, you know, so if we don't have a burning thing or we can, things can hold for a month or whatever, or smaller groups could, you know, maybe we do other kinds of work like gala planning or, you know, for the 25th, and that, you know, that becomes our obligation. So anyway, it's not like I'm going to stop having meetings, but I just am open if it looks like, wow, everybody's out, as opposed to just laying on our head and trying to find a date, everybody can make it.
It's worth reiterating or explaining the rules of discussion and quorum to the new members. So,
yeah.
Three is a quorum. So if three of us run into each other at Target, we cannot talk about this stuff.
It becomes an official unwarned meeting.
Okay.
Or reply all emails are also something to not do.
And it's hard because you want to, like, it'd be really easy to work on a Google Doc to create something like the annual appeal letter, but it needs to then become a warned meeting and a public document when we might not want it to be public because it's all messy with our edits. So yeah, it becomes it's just, yeah, it's an effective point to catch because
two is fine though. I run into you and we talk about this stuff all the time. So.
And then you know, it's not like there's a little bird. I feel like with the Hunger Games where there's somebody always like ready to wrap people out. I mean, it's not like there's a, you know, reporting bird, but just in general, it's a good policy to be.
They're saying if there are three of us
It's technically a meeting.
It's technically a meeting that hasn't been warned.
Yeah.
And so if you start talking about, you know, the library or that you're worried about Tracy's, how hard Tracy's working or whatever, I mean, no harm is done, but it's technically not supposed to happen. So yeah, good catch. And it took me a while to get around, you know, this idea that, you know, an elected official, you know, with the stewardship and the town put us here to make sure the library runs well and honorably. So it is a charge. So. All right. Thank you for that. Okay, cool. So I think we have to stay at 6:15 just because two of us at least come a quarter mile over. Okay. The orientation has really, a lot of it's been happening. This is item B on the agenda. Do people feel a need? Do you want to get up and walk around to get a tour now? And we could just sort of flip the order.
That's fine. I'm going to run to the restrooms.
Okay. Yeah, we can do whatever people
want. We were going to do a tour. Stump around the library.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gets us moving a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's just flip C and B. C and B, yeah. I'll do it.
So will the recording stop during the tour and then restart?
Yes. Should we do that twice?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yes, good point. So we don't need to hear.
We're going on a library tour.
Yeah.
Bye.
Why is it not? Yes, stop recording. Got it.
It's because.